I can be a lifesaver. Treat me like a jawbreaker. You got 31 flavors, baby. You can get this now or later. Now or later. You can get this now or later. Now or later. It's your choice. Like I don't do this. Build an empire, you cookie, I'ma be Lucius. Give you good head until you get a contusion. If you don't come back, I think I'ma lose it. I think I'ma lose it. If I ever had your number, I think I would use it. I'm feeling some way, you know I hate losing. If your heart was in the bank, I'd rob it just to prove it. Come on, you a mean diva. I got your problems by the neck like I'm John Cena. You got a past, I ain't get to go to prime either. So don't make it hard to believe that I need you. Hey, you beautiful like springtime. Let me know you in the meantime. Hopefully if things seem right, I'ma be needing your ring size. I can be a lifesaver. Treat me like a jawbreaker. You got 31 flavors, baby. You can get this now or later. Now or later. You can get this now or later. Now or later. It's your choice. Yeah. I love attitudes but not the drama. You made it to my heart, I'm the last and I'm Saddam. Come, you leave mine, said I'm a, you know my charm, you say it brings problems. Let me love you, put nothing above you. If we see your ex, I overly kiss and hug you. Make him jealous, now he's overzealous. Tryna act cool, I think he's overselling. I don't mean no harm, I'm always there. Sage from State Farm. Whatever you do, don't ban me from your heart. I pray to God he don't keep us apart. Cause you're beautiful like springtime. Let me know you in the meantime. Hopefully if things seem right, I'ma be needing your ring size. I can be a lifesaver. Treat me like a jawbreaker. You got 31 flavors, baby. You can get this now or later. Now or later. You can get this now or later. Now or later. It's your choice. You're the sugar rush to my sweet tooth. You're the sugar rush to my sweet tooth. You're the sugar rush to my sweet tooth. Let me see what you came. You're the sugar rush to my sweet tooth. You're the sugar rush to my sweet tooth. You're the sugar rush to my sweet tooth. I can be a lifesaver. Treat me like a jawbreaker. You got 31 flavors, baby.
Hello, four. Hi.
Hey.
Hey, what's
up? Did you like that nice, cute moment of silence?
Yeah, because we never have our shh again. So, hey, what's up?
So, do you want to talk about...
This is So Fresh, So Fine with C139.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
And educational radio.
Let's go, Bose. We're all about learning.
Oh, they changed up their thing that we have to do.
Oh,
let's see how many listeners we are. Just...
Five.
Wow.
Great.
It's
amazing.
Lit.
12. Okay, so I feel like we should do like a wrapping the year up episode. And we'll do Christmas.
It's a little early.
We'll do Christmas late. No, just like we're getting into the last tests, the finals, and I feel like we're going to want to save Christmas for last.
Okay, yeah.
You know?
Maybe we'll even bring back the hype post. Who's to say?
Yeah, who's to say? That's what all of you listeners want for Christmas.
More hype posts.
But we don't got that.
You're asking a lot from
we
us.
We don't got that.
We got shit to do.
So, we'll be talking about school and how much it sucks.
We're talking about school right now?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. And what else? Let's go over Thanksgiving real quick.
Because I did sleep through the last
show. Gigi did sleep through the last show.
I woke up at 12:30 and could have gave you guys a good solid 15 minutes of a show. But I decided, why tease you? You all just want more.
Everyone wants more. of course.
So how was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was great. Top three things. Let's do top three things.
Yeah. Oh, perfect.
So I cut off all my hair.
Yes. That was awesome. It looks great, people.
Yeah, so I haven't shaved in a couple of days, so it doesn't look... I mean, showered in a couple of days, so it doesn't look that great. But it's a two-day-old straighten, so it looks nice-ish, greasy. What else did I do? Got a new phone. That's huge.
Yeah, her phone
My phone had been
dead.
Broken for, like, 4 months?
Years.
4 years, probably. And then I made a new Spotify playlist.
Oh, what's it called?
It's a squiggly, chill vibes only squiggly.
Nice.
It's a modern spinoff of Indie Jams by Kyle Blacklock. But it's more focused on my likes.
Yeah. So basically, you just like added to playlists and then got rid of the stuff you don't like.
Yes.
I respect that.
There is no entropy if you were concerned.
That's a blow. We will play Entropy. Give it a look. I think it's by Grimes.
It's a terrible song.
But if you're into thermodynamics and
chemistry
and chaos, then
that song's for you.
You're in for a great time.
Gigi, top three parts of Thanksgiving.
Top three.
We'll give you four. Go for it.
Okay, first off, I got to make cannolis with Papa T.
Oh, yeah.
These are all going to be food related because it's Thanksgiving.
Of course. I have another one for my top four.
Oh, of course.
Okay, but you'll finish, of course.
My parents got me a pecan pie because I don't like the apple pie and they're all huge apple pie people.
Mm-hmm.
So since I'm the only one that likes pecan pie and they got a whole pecan pie, I finished half the pecan pie. My mom... informed me at the end that each slice is about 500 calories. So I gained a little weight. We don't know. We can just assume.
A couple pounds over. it's fine.
It's getting cold out. We really need that.
You need the extra layers to warm you.
Yeah. I saw my cat.
Oh.
That was... I'm
now
sure
I
you saw...
Five.
Yeah.
Five.
You also
five.
Saw your cat.
I saw my cats.
And
it was unreal.
You say your last one.
My last one is the gravy at my Thanksgiving dinner. Unreal. Unbelievable.
Really?
It was so dark and flavorful and thick and just...
Yeah.
I'm salivating thinking about it right now.
Oh, I love gravy.
And
so
I just like, you know, we got it for leftovers. Every once in a while, just stick a finger in the just thing of gravy and just
yeah.
like... Yum.
Yum. Absolute yum.
Absolute deliciousness.
Also, my top four was I'm just a naturally cold person. I'm always freezing no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a fireplace at my house that's like always going. I just lay by it. So I just did that all day and nothing else. And that was the best.
I was for context, I've been living at my frat house for the past week.
Yes.
So this morning I was snuggling in my house elf's bed, and she has a heat warmer foot pocket in her bed, and it is unreal. You have to experience it.
Really?
So like the concept is you're snuggling in bed, but your feet get cold.
Yeah.
This is what it's for. You stick your feet in little pockets. You can control the temperature, so it's not too hot.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, your experience.
So do you wear
0 to 100?
A blanket?
Yeah, you do a blanket. So you're in your comforter.
Yeah.
And then you just put your feet in little pockets.
Wow. That's crazy.
We should invest in one.
Yeah, definitely.
And then we can sleep on the same bed and use it at the same time.
Same time.
Our feet will always be touching.
And then that'll be really fun.
Because I will love that.
Yeah. And then, like, one of us will, like, not clip their toenails
right.
in a while.
And then it'll be little scratches. It's fine. It's little love bites, right?
Yeah. So should we get into the next song?
Yeah, let's get into the next song.
Do you want to?
Let's play a hit from Chill Vibes Only.
Chill Vibes Only.
This is...
Oh, we got it. We've got a fan. And what? And Emily's.
Oh, we have a special guest. DJ Cam is in the house. I'm not okay. Okay. Do you want your mic to be turned on?
He's on mic.
What are you, Mike? Okay.
Guys, this is Cam.
This is DJ Cam.
Good afternoon. How's everyone doing?
We just talked about our top four favorite things about Thanksgiving, so...
Oh, okay. Cranberry sauce, gravy, family outings. I don't know.
Yeah,
I
they're feel so like, fun.
Like, family movies, like, you know, like, we still...
That's not outing.
Yeah, then.
Okay.
Sure. Jesus, Cam.
Different definitions. I was thinking, like, the family trip to Moana that me and my family took.
Oh, that's an outing.
That's an outing.
We went
outside. Yeah.
That was, it was really exciting. It's a really good movie. Everyone go see it.
Yeah.
I might have to see it.
Alcohol.
Well.
Good. Cool.
Nice.
Four.
Yeah, okay. Here's...
Can we play Kill the Lights?
Yes. This is Cam's new favorite song.
I love the song. It's very fun.
Yesterday he called me out of the blue and asked me the name of a song. I said Kill the Lights and then he hung up on me.
I do that a lot.
And it was a fun time.
It was a fun time. It's usually my regular phone conversation.
Yes. I think I have it here in my shower playlist, of course. Here we go. Hit the track. I panicked. I don't... hello.
Hi.
We didn't plan a song.
plan is that?
Another one.
Oh, okay.
What was the topic before I came in?
Oh, we were just wrapping up our Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
okay.
Because I slept through the show.
Gigi slept through the show.
Oh. What?
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay, here we go.
And then we're doing just like school.
School? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
So, like, what was everyone like? Can we give like a brief wrap up of everyone's Thanksgiving?
Well, we already did. We're just gonna re-listen.
Let's do your top four like Thanksgiving break, like not your top four.
Not about just Thanksgiving. Yeah, we did Thanksgiving break.
Okay.
Like, I was like, I cut my hair.
Moana was a fantastic movie.
Okay.
Also, like I saw my friends. We did this like gingerbread like building house competition. Mm-hmm. That was fun.
I slept a lot. The ghost has returned.
I slept a lot.
Yeah.
I drove for like 10 and a half hours.
How nice was it?
To sleep in your own bed.
To come back to your room and just lay in your bed.
And wake up.
Oh my God. And when I first laid down, my back did the thing where it all resets and it was on my bed and it was, you know, the thing where you like,
you
lay down and you clench your butt a little and then your whole back cracks.
Yeah.
No. You're missing
it. I don't have... My back can't crack.
Well, that's an issue.
Yeah. I can't crack my bone
back.
Have
you ever been to a chiropractor?
Yeah.
Really?
I have, and I can't crack my back.
That is scary shit. Shittles.
Yes.
I also ate a lot of Skittles.
Yeah.
That's my number four.
Thank you for reminding me.
I was actually totally forgetting about that. In the Midwest, they're called Chittles.
Yeah, of course. Wait, so have we bumped up listeners?
Oh, let's see. Now with DJ Cam.
It was a big surprise. I brought in about like...
Let's go.
That was me. I brought that in.
When my dad was talking about my radio show, first of all, the radio show came up a lot over Thanksgiving break. He would always be like, you know, and every once in a while, they just kind of say how many listeners they have. And it's funny.
It's just quite sad.
And then my family friends would be like, so like, how many listeners do you have? And I was like, average is about 7.
well, like the beginning of last year, we had 14.
Yeah, we had 14 once.
Now we have
huge.
Like 5 and 8 on a good day.
I once hit 14. I had 22 once.
What?
Yeah, wait. We had a good time though.
That's crazy.
The worst part is our show last year was so much more inconvenient to listen to.
Yeah.
Because it was 14.
Tuesday night.
Tuesday at like 2 a.m.
You know what episode it was? It was the episode with Robert Toscano when we did the Yelp review of the Tilton Tub. it was epic.
How was the Tilton Tub?
Oh.
But did we give it a 3.5?
And we gave it a 3.5.
Really?
Yeah. So,
wait, did anyone ever use it?
Well, we did. Rob and I went in the tub.
With or without bathing suits?
With bathing suits, of course.
Oh.
I took a dip, and then I used it after the Tilton Tub.
Yeah.
So I have a very scarring memory of one at Tufts, one not at Tufts, of walking in on like a tub and someone being just very naked bathing. One at Tufts, I was sweating.
Because the issue? Where was it at Tufts?
Bush? Tilton.
Bush. It was Bush. Because I was... not feeling my best. And was just being like, this is a bathroom. I've used it before. I just need to not feel my best.
Of course.
And I walked in and someone was just bathing.
Yes.
Very awkward. I see that person all the time now. And it's just like we know each other and it's like not at a good level.
You share a special bond.
Another point, I was 12, walked into a bathroom, just saw the first person I've ever seen naked in a bathtub
at
Sister College. So
fun.
2 stars, Tilton Tub.
2 stars. What were we talking about?
Or just tubs in college.
Tubs in college.
2 stars.
You know, I was thinking about taking a Bush tub sometime soon.
Never. Don't do that.
Do you want to do it by the end of the semester?
Yeah.
Let's do next episode.
Next episode.
We'll get some
tub.
People to join. Ross Wood. He lives in Bush. He'll let us in.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll participate.
The huge.
Was it an all community like tub? Like,
yeah, community tub.
Mm-hmm, it's
so
a community
it's all
tub.
Like 4 floors.
Yeah.
It?
Yes.
Yes. No. Each floor has a tub.
But
we did like a community one tub.
Okay.
It was just a group tub.
It was not like a single experience. Like, this is me in a tub. next.
No, it was a group experience.
Like a hot tub, basically. Like a hot tub.
Yeah.
A low budget hot but tub.
Why does Tufts not have a... Okay, no, the athletes
do. We do have a hot tub.
The athletes do.
Yes, the athletes. A snarps, Cam. A snarps. Yeah.
What's the next song?
What is the next song? How are we feeling about...
What was the one you wanted to play?
Oh, and of course, Chill Vibes Only, my newest Spotify playlist. Let's see what Cam was listening to.
No, I was listening to Moana.
Helpless by Philippa, the Hamilton, of course.
Oh, I was listening to that. It was actually a really good motivational speaker.
Gigi was listening to Penthouse Floor by John Lynn.
No, it just came on next.
Fallon Shaughnessy. Listen to Girlfriend by Avril Lavigne.
Oh, let's play that. Let's play some Avril Lavigne.
Let's play some Avril Lavigne. We're feeling it. Hit the track. So fine, I want you mine, you're so delicious. I think about you all the time, you're so addictive. Don't you know what I can do to make you feel alright? Don't pretend I think you know I'm damn precious. And hell yeah, I'm the motherfucking princess. I can tell you like me too, and you know I'm right. She's like, so whatever. You can do so much better. I think we should really bad at picking up a second song. Next time. Yeah.
Next time.
I'll look up something. So let's talk about something. Is your thing on?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, I'm good.
Turn on the wrong mic. I'm sorry.
We're good.
Yes, Cam complimented my flannel because we have the same flannel.
Aww.
We do.
And the same Patagonia.
So
we
adorable.
Have the same closet.
Yes.
I couldn't come up with it.
Yep. And we also... He still has yet to give me back my kilt from high school. So we do have the same kilt.
I do plan on wearing that again at some point in my life. So.
Okay, well, yeah.
I can give that back now if you want, but I also...
I mean, like, it's fine. Whatever. It's fine. It's not like a memory is attached to whatever.
No, I can give it back. I'm just saying I'll be wearing it again.
As you should be. It's a great costume. Not even a costume.
Yeah, it's just
a great...
It's a school outfit.
Aspect, one's wardrobe.
Yeah.
How does everyone feel about the new Snapchat filter where you can move the face, like, the...
Okay, so, like...
Did you see John?
John's snap story is so funny.
It's him doing that, and he's like, if anyone knows what's going on, please tell me, because I'm freaking out. And that's exactly how I felt about it.
I didn't know the rules.
And I had fun.
And I couldn't figure it out, and I was just like, I'm moving my face around, but I didn't realize it was like one of those games.
Yeah, so. I got it.
Call in if you have the answer.
Yeah, call in.
Remember when we used to get callers?
I would deny those calls.
Oh my god,
they were so stressful.
One of the first nights of this semester, we had like 4 callers in one episode. We were just so overwhelmed.
I think that was the one that I was working the board to.
And Gigi has no idea how to
do
anything.
I took like a hammer to the board. I was like, no one else call.
But Brian was just like, yeah, so I just got out of the library. What's up, guys? And we're like, oh. Stress.
Wait, so I noticed both of you changed your profile picture.
Oh, yes. We were in a big conversation about it.
What prompted this? Why was today the change?
Because I didn't do it yesterday.
I did it because I was just like, okay, someone took a good photo of me.
Okay, but here's the thing. It wasn't a photo. It was a screenshot of a video. Because this morning we were at breakfast.
Fuwag.
Because Gigi.
Breakfast. I love breakfast.
Gigi ditched me at breakfast this morning, so that I went alone.
You walked into the room, said, "Who wants to get breakfast?" And I was like, "Not me."
It was 11:45. It was a reasonable hour. And then,
it was not 11:45. I didn't wake up until 11:45.
Well,
I kept eating to breakfast at 12:15.
No, that's wrong.
I made a BLT for breakfast this morning. It was really nice.
Anyway, Cam and I ran into each other like while getting food at Carm. And then we found this video.
I'm a Lux model.
Cam is a Lux model.
No way.
So Lux released a video. It's actually made by my new member Chair, also known as a Pledge Master.
Nice.
But Greek life is dead at Tufts, of course.
Yes.
And he just looks really good in this video. So we watched it
twice.
Nine.
But then my photo got released, and it was just kind of like
the photo was meh. The photo was meh.
I looked like a Texan, and I was just kind of like.
Yeah, it was
really
a little. There's an aggressive man spread. Ooh. It was
very. It was very much like a
It was like a.
So we decided no on that one.
We turned that down, and then we.
Oh, is that me? That's me.
Decided to.
But can you? There we go.
Turn. Take some screenshots
of the video.
Of the video, because Cam looks great in this video.
I do.
Yeah.
So, not the photo shoot.
Which I feel so like then there was like 5 screenshots that we were deciding from. We narrowed it down. Cam wanted to do an angsty one. I was like, no, you got a smile in your profile picture. So then we decided on the half smile.
Oh.
And it's a hit.
Nice. Yeah.
I'm happy with it. It's the most profile picture likes I've ever gotten in my life.
That's huge.
I am sinking in my likes today.
You know, a lot of TDC profile pics are coming out.
Yeah.
Tonight. Don't feel bad. No. It's not your fault.
Yeah.
It's fault.
It's just a lot. Today is a big day for profile pictures.
Yeah, I was
surprisingly. What do you think?
I know. It was so random. No, don't be sorry.
I'm very excited about that.
So we have new profile pictures. Yeah, so Cam is a Lux model. Mine is from my initiation.
Yeah.
Yes. That happened.
I actually
this
commented
weekend.
A lot of profile pictures, but not from like posted today. Posted like months ago, a couple years ago, kind of things.
Mm.
Interesting.
So I feel like it's a good, like,
because that's
I think
relevant
it's finals.
To our conversation.
Yeah, people are procrastinating.
So people are procrastinating, so they're posting a lot of profile pictures. That was my
situation.
Yeah,
I agree.
I was just sitting there being like, I should write this paper.
or
yeah. not.
Or I could change my profile picture.
Update all my close family and friends yes. on how I look.
Yes. This is me now.
Well, it's true, because like I got a haircut. People didn't know.
People didn't know.
They didn't know.
Yeah.
And they should know. They should know what I look like
the
now.
The people need to know.
To know. The American people.
Yeah.
They need to know.
Song?
Yeah, let's listen to a song.
Sweet.
Let's check how many listeners we have.
And
still five. Still five.
So
were we up to seven at one point?
No, we were up to six. Please. Well, Cam.
check what show you're on.
That was me. That was my bad.
So this is a classic indie jam. It was probably on a Gossip Girl soundtrack. It's one of those. This is called Ronald Gregory Erickson II by Starfucker.
Staring at the edge of See the light where the
Hello.
Oh, hello. No.
God. Ooh.
I love that movie.
Yeah, also, that singer. That was a really good song. Alessia Clara.
Yeah.
Cara,
she's so good.
She's so good.
She's really good.
She 17 was a hit.
Yeah, she had some
and
good
And Here.
Songs.
Here is always a hit.
Yeah.
Yes, great song.
Let's play it next.
She had some,
What?
Nothing. Okay, so I'm reading this meme right now. Where it includes...
No, go.
No, it's fine. Or so it's about this girl who wrote a letter to like the people living above her, and she's being like, "Hey, people, why are you so loud after nine? Why are you so loud after 9 p.m. every day? Are you sumo wrestlers, or do you possibly have lead effing feet? Are you really wild as H-E double hockey sticks? It was funny at first, but now you're just annoying. Please calm down. Have an excellent night." Would you ever write that letter to someone?
No.
No, but our...
That's going to be the most aggressive thing I've ever heard in my life.
The people who live above us play the drums.
Yeah.
It is so annoying.
Would, okay. Good. Applicable situation. Would you ever write a letter?
No. No, the one thing we did do last year, because...
Wait, so we have the same people?
No, different.
No, different.
Okay.
We had people below us last year.
Below us, and but the thing, the vents.
And, like, the vents, it was... The vents are right next to my bed, so, like... In the room below us, if people are talking near the vents, it sounds like they're talking in my room. Like, so I could hear them, and okay. I was trying to go to bed, and my head's right near the radiator, and I hear these people singing, like, in Korean.
It's K-pop.
Like, K-pop.
K-pop.
I'd like...
And we were, like, trying to go to bed, and it was just an issue.
So we had to go down, and we're like, listen... Any other song besides K-pop?
We're just like, anything. We're just like, can you not like some piano? Like, oh,
did they
know.
Change?
They just start talking and they stopped. Singing.
They started speaking in Korean.
In Korean, yeah.
Well, so what was the move? You just fell asleep. Like, can you now fall asleep like listening to Korean at this point?
I can fall asleep.
It was less applicable
easily.
To me because I listen to music going to bed.
But it was more just like. It's like white noise.
It was not an ideal situation.
So now Gigi can speak Korean. So
that'd be amazing.
She passed her language requirement, everyone.
Okay, let's play that song.
K-pop?
Yeah, let's play some K-pop.
Let's play some K-pop.
No.
Oh, actually, I actually have a great Chinese song if you want to play it. It has some English in it. Okay, we don't have to. I thought it was a good transition.
Do you want to play it?
We don't have to.
No. No. Do you want to have a sing-along to Here by Alessia Clara?
No.
No? Let's just listen to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
Hit the track.
Woo.
I guess for now you've got the last laugh.
I'm sorry if I seem uninterested. No, I'm not listening. No, I'm indifferent. Truly, I ain't got no... Here, but since my friends are here, I just came to kick it. But really, I would rather be at home all by myself, not in this room with people who don't even care about my well-being. I don't dance, don't ask, I don't need a boyfriend. So you can go back, please enjoy your party. I'll be here somewhere in the corner under clouds of marijuana with this boy who's hopping. I can hardly hear.
Oh,
Welcome back. Here's a PSA.
From Tufts Community Radio.
Of course. This time.
Summer is a super time to cook so many tasty kinds
this
of food.
This one again.
Including vegetables on an outdoor barbecue.
Oh, I love
but this. Is,
this is a hit PSA.
It is. It's
this
very
is a bop.
Yeah. But some of the worst fires ever in Somerville and Medford are as well as the other urban areas have been caused by grills left unattended on porches. Always move a grill at least 10 feet away from any building before lighting it. Don't even think about using it on a porch.
We gained a listener.
Oh, yeah. It's and probably for this PSA.
Probably for the...
Yeah, they need to know.
Girl PSA.
And never, ever, ever leave ever. A lit or smoldering grill unattended.
That would lit. Be not lit.
That would not be lit.
If that's you observe smoke coming from a porch or a building... Or the AP formal bathroom. Call 911.
Or
MIT.
Or AP. I feel like
AP's
on
fire
every other day.
It is. It really is. Call 911 if you see people grilling on a porch. Call the fire department. You're not being a cranky neighbor. You're a concerned citizen. A public service message from the firefighters of Somerville and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
It's a community radio. It's a radio for the community.
And
also educational.
Also freeform.
Also freeform.
We're an enigma.
Yeah.
Try to figure us out.
We're a radio of many talents.
Just try to pin us down.
Yeah.
Just try. Just
name a more iconically.
I'll wait. Let's talk about our weeks.
Ahead of us or behind us?
Your choice.
Let's look to the future.
Let's look to the future.
The past is choppy. The future is choppy. Yeah.
Still more.
Cammy, how's that paper going?
I finished.
You finished?
I finished that paper.
Congrats.
It's actually turned out well somehow.
That's good.
Wow. But then I have a Chinese test.
Ooh.
But and just for the fans, my Chinese teacher dropped about halfway through the semester, just kind of replaced it with a Chinese person. So that's where we're at this point. I don't know Chinese. Wish me luck.
But how do you say good luck in Chinese?
I don't know.
His chapter right now is on, what's the title, Kim?
Condoms and Morality.
Oh, is that the one where they like subtly talk about Bill Clinton?
No.
That was the last lesson.
The president has an affair.
No, the president has a new girlfriend. Yeah, a lot of people got very upset at that lesson.
It was too soon.
It was too soon.
It was too soon.
Also, our new Chinese teacher just doesn't really understand, like, let's not make jokes about the president having a new girlfriend when Hillary Clinton just lost the election. So he's been making jokes this entire time. It's been really awkward because no one's laughing and it's, everyone's been like,
I'd probably laugh.
It's just really awkward.
Yeah.
I look out the window a lot during that class.
Well, how's the view?
Think about it.
Really nice. It's on it's the third floor of Olin.
Oh. Do you look out onto the res quad or the academic quad?
Res quad.
Nice.
But it's a good view over Carm.
Oh.
And sometimes it's the sun's setting at that moment. Mm-hmm. So
that's touching.
It really is. It's a good moment. Like the sun's setting. He's making a really inappropriate joke. And I'm just looking out over this Carm and just setting. Mm-hmm, and Chinese is being said in my ear. Chinese I don't understand.
What more could you ask for?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful
Again,
song.
White noise.
White noise.
Gigi, let's talk about your week ahead.
Well, you get to see me walk.
But here's the best
fashion show.
Of course. Gigi is walking in the Victoria's Secret fashion show.
That's really exciting.
Tonight at 10 p.m.
It was a great time.
Let's talk about Paris, Gigi.
Oh my God, great group of girls.
You got to walk with your sister.
Listen.
An AP sister?
No, my sister's sister.
Her sister, Bella Hadid, of course.
Oh.
She's Gigi Hadid.
Okay.
It was just amazing. Bruno Mars was there.
And The Weeknd?
The Weeknd.
Let's go The Weeknd being like, Bruno Mars is there. I feel like Bruno Mars was like at your other cousin's bar mitzvah recently.
No. Bruno Mars is a performer.
Really?
Yes. Have you seen him perform 24K Magic?
No.
It's a hit.
I thought Bruno Mars was like relevant like 10 years ago.
No, 24K is good.
I don't like 24K, but that song is catchy AF. Like
when you play it at a party, the mood changes.
I would never choose to play it, but like when
you dance
plays,
a lot.
I'm gonna be honest, I don't know what we're referring to.
We'll play it next.
Should we? Let's play
it
next.
Let's play it now.
Yeah.
And then we'll get into your week after.
Yeah.
24K. Okay, I don't know it.
You know it.
I do.
Trust me.
I know it. Okay. Because I'm trying to hit, like, I've got turn off, like, kill the lights.
Yeah.
And I have this other party song in my head. And so, like, now I have two party songs.
That's a lot.
I need three.
Let's
in order
hit
to make
the
it
track
like it.
For three.
Let's hit the track for three. What y'all trying to do?
on me. I'm a dangerous man with some money in my pocket. Keep up. So many pretty girls around me and they're waking up the rocket. Keep up. Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jocking. Keep up. Players only. Come on, put your pinky rings up to the moon. Girls, what y'all trying to do?
What you trying to do?
24 karat magic in the air.
Those are great.
Hey guys, we're back. This is So Fresh, So Fine with C139, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform
Community and
Educational Radio. We like to remix.
Yeah, it's a community and a freeform
and educational.
Have you read the PSA? Have
you? Do you want to be on, Avi?
Yeah, I want to say hi.
Avi's here.
Hey guys. I don't read the PSAs.
Block party.
You got it. Thank you.
Of ski cops.
Love a little cross promotion.
Hell yeah.
I got one too.
And
Milky Way or Snickers?
Oh, what?
I'm Milky Way all the way.
Let this be on the radio record. Block party's a Snickers, man.
Yeah, he is. Okay.
No.
Yeah.
I just like the crunch of Snickers.
What about?
I don't know. She's falling in return.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of the Three Musketeers.
I love a Milky Way.
I love a Milky Way. I can eat a Milky Way.
It's just the nougat.
Yeah, it's so good.
No, yeah, I'm anti Three Musketeers. I'm not gonna eat it.
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
But I will eat Milky Ways till I die.
Have you eaten frozen Milky Ways?
Yes, and I love them.
They are so good.
All right.
Yeah, frozen Skittles.
And almond joy.
Or how you say shittles in the Midwest.
Did you say frozen Skittles?
Yes, frozen Skittles are so good.
You mean shittles.
You mean you're from
Cleveland. They're like little pebbles that you eat.
Frozen shittles
in the Midwest.
In Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah, no.
And they are, exactly. And then freezing them makes it impossible.
They break, and it's just like eating, like...
It's like shards of ice.
Face a handful at a time of Skittles, and then if they're rock hard...
They are, dude.
You're just gonna break a tooth.
Lockjaw situation.
They're rock hard.
Cam's just getting
shat.
No. He's getting shittled on.
No, but it's like a situation where you put them in your mouth, and they start to, like, defrost because it's like,
yeah, but then it's just like you waiting until they're as good as normal Skittles.
but there's something to be said for that. There's something to be said for
that. Okay, suspenseful. We're saying something about it, but like,
no, because to have them to freeze in your mouth being like, oh, like it's like having your hand warm up under hot water.
Doesn't
sold.
Skittles are already warm hands.
It's like going in with warm water.
But there's that's the best feeling to go from cold hands and put them under warm water.
Depends on how cold.
Right, but
yeah.
Like
cold, then you get that weird stinging.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Exactly. I feel like we're gonna go into shock.
Wait, are you gonna defend the hypothermia stinging sensation?
I'm not saying like I'm not being like I am dead being revived. I'm saying like, wow, it's snowing out. Burr.
It's supposed to snow tonight.
Cold in here.
You like the tingling sensation?
It's supposed to snow tonight.
It's supposed to be some tigers in the atmosphere. Yes. Yes. And then you're like, wow, my hands could be really cold right now. Wait, they are. Oh, I put them in hot water. They're now tingly. Oh, this is so fun. That is so equivalent that to is... frozen Skittles being warmed up in your mouth. Yum.
Okay,
Milky
but,
Ways
okay,
all the way.
Here we go. The movie Frozen or Frozen Skittles?
The movie Frozen,
of course.
That troll song, fantastic.
Any movie over Frozen Skittles, I'll say it right now.
And that's where we draw the line, because Frozen Skittles or like...
National Treasure 2.
No, wait.
Don't
that's
you
also
dare
where we draw the line, because National Treasures
national
are
National Treasures.
I would be like a Bourne Ultimatum movie.
I've actually never seen them.
I haven't.
Skittles.
Frozen Skittles is like the whack bad guy from the Agent Cody Banks movie that's like controlling people by their teeth, and then teeth are falling out all over the place. That's what Frozen Skittles makes me think
of. No.
He's right.
No.
We should let them go.
Yeah.
Even more. Like,
final words from everyone.
Thank you. Frozen Skittles is equal to more of like the Lame. Spy Kids movie. Like, that is what Frozen Skittles is to me, because
the
it's
Spy Kids movie
nostalgia.
Inspirational.
Yeah, those thumb people.
Those thumb people.
The villain